Portions of this program are made possible in part by listeners like you and by Winston Hills Ribs and Stuff, 5090 East Arapahoe Road, Centennial, Colorado. For more information, if you're in the Denver metro area, give them a call at 303-843-6475 or visit the website at www.winstonhillsribsandstuff.net.
By The Modern Gladiator, an online men's lifestyle magazine featuring straight-ahead, hard-hitting articles geared at today's modern male. For more information, visit the website at www.themoderngladiator.com.
Show, the show that is guaranteed to change your life, right here on Christ the King Radio, sctkradio.org, or you might be joining us on YouTube/The Father Show. Either way, glad to have you. I'm your host, Mike Thompson. We've got a fantastic show for you today. Our topic today is goal setting and achieving goals. And goal setting is nothing more than nothing more or less than a conscious process establishing levels of performance to reach desirable outcome. And many people fail not from the lack of ability, but because they haven't organized their energies around a goal. So today, our guest is a good friend of mine, and I'm blessed to be able to call him a friend. I have here Mark Intrekin. And so, Mark, thank you for being here.
Mike, thank you so much. It's good seeing you again. Yes. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Always. I enjoy having you. It's always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Mark is an executive level professional with extensive coaching, consulting, leadership management, presentation and speaking, and program and project management skills. And he has a master's degree in organization management, bachelor degree in business information system, PMI Agile certification, practitioner professional, certified ITIL foundation. And what is that?
Infrastructure library, information communications infrastructure library, ITIL. Okay. Sorry about that. I got it messed up myself.
That's all right. But and he's received the Bronze Award from Toastmasters International as an advanced leader and advanced communicator, and also is a Lean Six Sigma Green Belt. So, you know, the last time I had Mark on the show, the first time I had him on the show, you know, and so I'm very happy to have you. We can talk about setting your goals and hopefully achieving your goals for 2017 and beyond. So, Mark, thank you, like I said, to be here.
It is a pleasure. I do want to say that I have my ITIL certification today as well as my Agile.
Okay.
My Lean Six Sigma, my plan is to complete the certification for that. I finished all the training, hope to have my Green Belt certification by the end of this month.
Ah, excellent. That's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. It's very good. I have truly enjoyed learning more about the philosophies behind the savings that you make in your personal life and in your business life with Lean Six Sigma because it saves so much in time and ability. ITIL, Information Technology Infrastructure Library, sounds very technical, but it also is based on being able to achieve the most, the fastest, so you can do more in the time that you have.
And that's what we are talking about today, because when we're setting goals, you know, everybody wants to get reach their goals and they want to get there to where they want to be. But as we all know, life gets in the way of a lot of those things, and time is very short. You know, we tell people, there's 24 hours in a day, period. There's not another minute, not another second more. There's 24 hours in a day, and how you use it is really left up to you. So,
and we will talk about a little bit about that today, Mike, because as you're saying, those 24 hours are going to come and go. How we use those hours is up to us.
Right.
People talk about all the things that could happen and destiny. We are in so much control of our own. Most people don't realize that as they're sitting around waiting for destiny to happen, they could change their destiny or make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, is what we hope to touch on today. That people will see what their goals are, what they want to be, what their future should be like, and then how to make those steps to reach those goals.
So let me ask you, when is the best time to set your goal?
Yesterday.
True.
Mike, that is an excellent question, because each of us have our own dreams, our desires. We think about the things that we want to do today, the goals that we want to reach tomorrow, even though we don't place them into that goal category. But as a person that truly enjoys talking to people, whether it be in relationships, whether it be in a workplace, how can we reach those goals, and when do I set those goals?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the issues that we have with the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says, well, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Right.
Well, it has turned out to be more of a joke, more of a game, than it is a true setting of goals, of resolutions that you truly want to do for yourself, for your spouse, or for your career the next
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do is talk to people about three big items. Number one is, what is your intention?
And then,
is it an intention, or do you truly have buy-in to the goal that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be richer. They want to get along with people better. They want to be a better person.
I wonder about that one, though.
Well, they want to.
Okay. I still wonder about that sometimes.
Well, that's a good point, too. The problem is, you can't measure those.
Yeah.
There is no doubt I'm richer today than I was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned so much more than I knew yesterday. I've done more. I've achieved more. So many ways. I've earned more money. This morning I worked, so I have more money this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But how do I apply that to reach my next goal?
Yeah.
And that's where it comes into the point of understanding, what is your intention and where do you have buy-in? Intention is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's high level. It's wonderful. One of these days, I'm going to run a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. When? When are you going to take that first step? When do you run that first quarter of a mile? When do you have the buy-in to take that to the next step?
Yeah.
So, Mike, when we talk about intentions, we think about them all the time. Things that we coulda, shoulda, woulda done. And I think about that every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that I could have done in my past, in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So many things that I should have done in my past. And if it was easy, I would have done them. But I didn't.
Right.
So what am I doing today? Just like last year. And maybe to touch on the answer to the question that you're asking, when should you set goals? When should you make a goal?
Mm-hmm.
That is any time that you have the feeling and the desire to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the first of the year. It's a good measuring point. And if you have a goal that you truly, and you shouldn't have goals that you don't want to achieve, because they're just something tentative that you think about. But if you're going to set a goal, again, for your home, for your career, for your kids,
mm-hmm.
you need to be able to commit to it.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean by the buy-in. Each part of it, if you're buying into it, you know it's true.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Mike, before we leave today, I'm going to challenge you with a goal.
Uh-oh.
And I know your life is, as we were talking earlier, a greater challenge today than it was just last week.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
But we both talked about writing a book, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
So let's set a date. What about June 30th.
Oh, that's,
so we have our books complete by June 30th.
All right.
And when I say complete, what does that mean? Well, June 30th means we complete all of our writing, all of our chapters are complete. We have turned it over in full to someone to put on the market.
Yep.
We are
not
ready
to go. Not proofreading, but put on the market.
On the market. Proofreading
is done. Proofreading is done.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Okay.
June 30th, 2017.
All right.
Our book will be complete.
All right.
That work for you?
Audience, you heard it.
All right. This is something else we're going to do because this is a true goal. What we're going to do is at least twice a month, we're going to talk.
Okay.
We can make it the 15th and the 30th, 5th and 20th, whatever days that we want to. But at least twice a month, approximately every other week, what we're going to do is say, okay, Mike, okay, Mark, where are you on your book today?
Mm-hmm. And I heard a nice little segue into that today on the watching a video. And the lady was just saying how you can block your time out through your day. And we were talking about having enough time to do everything. Mm-hmm. And she explained how she blocks out time every day on a daily basis for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing she mentioned was, for instance, just emails. You know, we both get a ton of emails.
Too many of those, right.
And she said, I spend 30 minutes three times a day on, twice or three times a day on emails. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with her because I do the same with when I'm at home and I'm working. I said, okay, from now until now, I'm going to do this. And once that time is up, I stop.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is a great succession that you put in order.
Well, now I got to work on that with my book because I haven't done that yet.
I have a friend, Steve, lives in Ohio. He did that with his book, and that's what he told me.
Mm-hmm.
Write 250 words a day, a week, put down a goal to start writing those down, put that into action. And that's what we're going to have to do.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right.
It's time. I've got the chapters pretty much lined up. Have a lot of points on my book of what I want to make. But what I've got to do now is start putting them together so they form a true book.
Excellent. Well, we got to take a break. That first break for the day. But ladies and gentlemen, you're watching The Father Show. If you are a young man that is needing resources and need help with something, I would invite you to go to The Father Show Resource Program website and click on your state and find resources that can help you in whatever area that you need. We're there to help you get the resources and the help that you may need. We don't track you. We don't even know you were there. The resources are there. You have to make the phone call. That's it. So go there, but stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us and continue to watching The Father Show. And we're here today with Mark Intrican, and we're talking about setting our goals. And I guarantee you today you're going to learn a lot and hopefully will help you throughout the year. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, and you're watching The Father Show, and we are here today with Mark Intrican, and he is an executive level professional, and also a coach, so I like that, and people don't understand coaching, and I had to learn it, and you was one that actually introduced me to it, really, but coaching will help people to reach their goals, help them to get to where they want to be, and to get over their fears and things of that nature. So we have a great person here today that is going to help us to talk about reaching our goals and achieving our goals throughout the year of 2017 and beyond, which is most importantly, because there's a such thing as short-term and long-term goals, and I know we're going to hit on that a little bit later. But let me ask you, now we were talking about when should we set our goals, and now is it important to write down your goals?
It is, Mike. And the reason you want to do that is to be able to go back to it. All of us, with our busy lives, we think of something, and that's a good idea. A day later, a week later, we're thinking, what was I thinking? What was I going to do for that goal? And it's so easy to put those aside and truly forget about what we wanted to do. So you definitely want to write it down, make it definite in your life. You want to make it measurable.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest questions. I think you just talked about the short-term, long-term goals. What we want to do is to break out of that mentality in a lot of ways, because your goal should be your future. Your goal is what you're going to be in the future. Your short-term goals, we break down into objectives or into steps, because those are more of your missions. If you, anyone here that's done this in business, they can relate a little bit to the mission and the vision.
Right.
Your vision statement is your goal. That's what your future is going to be. Your mission is broken down a little bit closer. Those are your objectives to achieve your goal.
Right.
And that's what you want to do with everything you have. When you write it down, you have something you can go back to, and you have something you can share. Like we just did, we shared our goal on writing the book. We can talk about this now. We can call each other on the phone and say, hey, Mike, hey, Mark, where are you? Here's what I'm doing. What do you think? A lot of times you have focus groups.
Yeah.
You want to start working around the people who believe as you do. Because there's so many times when you talk about a goal or you talk about achieving some task, some objective, there's always somebody, oh, I tried that. It doesn't work. I can't do those things. And, oh, I wouldn't even put the time into it. The first thing you need to do is to get away from those people.
Right.
Because they are only going to continue to drag you down. Kind of jumping around a little bit here. But one thing that I want to hopefully put in a way that we can all remember is procrastination is the assassination of your next opportunity. Procrastination, to put things off, is the assassination to destroy your next opportunity.
I like that.
So what you want to remember, anytime you're around someone that's going to put you down for achieving something or accomplishing something, it may be a jealousy within them. It may be just a situation that they have tried it wholeheartedly, but something came up and they became a little bit negative.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that as far as you're concerned. That's where a coach comes in, and that's where they need to turn. But you want to get away from that negativity and focus on what you can do to achieve your goal.
Because when somebody says, well, I already did what you're trying to do, and it didn't work. Well, you should be asking them, okay, what did you do that made it not to work? Because just because you did it and it didn't work, let's find out, okay, to keep me from bumping my head at the same spot, what did you do? What is the lessons that you've learned that, you know, you can tell me about? And really question them. Doesn't mean that you can't be successful.
So true.
Yeah.
You brought up a lot of points there, because as we're sharing our goal, something else that I speak on is communication is key. C-I-K. I know it's not spelled the same way, but put the kick back into your accomplishment.
Yeah.
Communication is key. Have someone to talk with about it. Be able to communicate with yourself better. You mentioned, should you write it down? Absolutely. It's so easy to be vague if your idea is not something concrete. You want to be able to put it to a way that your goal is truly your vision. Your objectives are your missions. These are items where you can say, let me check this off.
Yeah.
I've accomplished this.
Yeah.
This is a situation where you can truly turn where you were yesterday into where you truly want to be tomorrow. More than talk, more than just an intention, but truly something that you can achieve, you can build, and continue to grow for as long as you need to, which could be 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, or the rest of your life. Yeah. Those goals can be what you want them to be.
Right.
Just break it down. It's called the BID, B-I-D, break it down. Break it down to something achievable, and then take it to the level that you want to see it.
So what is the first object or step you can achieve or appreciate or maintain?
That's a great question, but it depends on your goal.
Okay.
You want to change your career? What's it going to take to change your career?
Mm-hmm.
Changing a career is so broad. I mean, do you want to be a doctor? I hope you don't want to be a lawyer. No, I'm sorry. I didn't say that. We have some great lawyers out there. Don't take me wrong. But what do you want to be? Does it require a degree? Does it require certification? Do you want to be a mechanic?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to be, and how long is it going to take you to get there?
Mm-hmm.
You have to break that down first. Your requirements are your first step.
Yeah.
It could be being a better person with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a situation where you're having troubles at school. Why are you having those troubles? Break it down. What are the items that you're up against that are slowing you down, making it difficult for you to have a strong relationship with friends or schoolmates or anyone that you're working with?
Yeah.
So you want to break these down to find out what can be your next step. If you have a large goal like a career, when can you start school? What's it going to take? Do you need student loans?
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to take that next step?
And, you know, that's important even for high school kids to understand.
Huge.
You know, for them to see what is my goal, what do I want to be, and then how do I take the steps to get there so that I can reach, you know, that, like you said, maybe even being an attorney or being a doctor. You know, what is it I have to do to get to ultimately being a doctor?
What would it take for me to run for office?
Yeah.
People keep talking about our legislature. Definitely need some help. Definitely need some support. See, a lot of things changing over the next 4 years. How can we be part of the positive side of that? Quit complaining. Quit whining. Quit destroying that next opportunity.
Yeah.
But take it on. Again, one goal that I have that I work on every day is helping more and more with people in relationships. I had a very bad divorce many years ago. Terrible situation. Terrible in the court system. I want to be able to take what I learned during that process and help others get away from that, to know what could happen and to know that there is a better way to focus on those relationships, how you can do that. And it's always to say, well, my spouse, exactly. But you know that your spouse is saying that about you. Every person that you see on the street, whether they have darker hair or lighter hair, bluer eyes, greener eyes, browner eyes, more hair, less hair. The situation is everyone has a little bit of baggage.
Yeah, everybody.
Exactly. So what you want to do is be able to handle that better. It's a situation of breaking it down. What are the steps that you can take? And you have to be honest. It's one of the biggest struggles that some of us have.
And let me ask you that, because it is a struggle for a lot of people to be honest with themselves about who they really are. And what would you, as a coach, and I know this is kind of deviating a little bit away, but as a coach, how would you help tell somebody, or what would you say to them to help them understand who they are as a person?
They have to look at themselves to say who do they want to be as a person first.
Okay.
Because it's a situation of saying, well, who am I? Well, I'm a being. I breathe. I walk. More than that, who do you want to be? Do you want to be an executive? Do you want to be better, bigger in your church? Do you want to run for office? Do you want to be a doctor? What is it about life that you want to take advantage of?
Yeah.
Because life is not out to get you. It's you out to get life.
Yeah.
We have to remember that. Everything that we want to do, who we are is who we make. Again, you mentioned that 24-hour day. we have those 24 hours, so we have to make the best of each and every minute we have.
Yeah.
There's no doubt we have some sleep in there somewhere. Some sleep more, some sleep less. But the bottom line is, how many hours of the day are you awake?
Yeah.
How are you going to benefit from those hours the most?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be thought of as, I'm not going to work for 16 hours a day. That's not what we're saying.
Yeah, and we do. And it really, people need to understand that you do have that time and you have to make the best. And I have a quote that I always use for myself is, be the best me that I can be every day.
Every day.
And that pushes me a little bit more when I don't think that I can go another step or make another phone call or read another page or whatever it is that I'm educating myself with, whatever it is to do for the business. But we've got to take another break. When we come back, we'll dive back in there again. But you're watching The Father Show, and we're here today with Mark Intrakin, and he is talking to us about setting our goals and how we can do that and why we should do that. And we want you, him and I know, want you to be able to reach your goals for 2017 and beyond. So stay with us, tell somebody else about it, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, and you are watching The Father Show, and we are here today with Mark Intrakin, and we are talking about goal setting and achieving your goals, not just for this year, but for the years to come. And Mark has given us ways that we can make it and get our goals, set our goals, and achieve them. So before we took a break, we were talking about breaking it down, and you mentioned how you not got to break down each step. So if you want to be a doctor, you have to start looking at what does it takes to get to being a doctor from, you know, like we was talking about with kids that are, say, in high school. They said, well, I know when I go to college, I want to be a doctor. Okay, well, what is those steps? And that's simple, you know, the courses that you have to take, the discipline that you have to give, and knowing that you have lab time and study time. You know, when I was in college for music, my music director always told us that you don't have free time, because what you even think is free time should be practice time. Mm-hmm. So you should be spending your time practicing. And it was kind of hard, but to be a great musician, you had to practice. Practice, practice, and practice. So people, we have to understand that, and we have to take that to heart that, you know, when we wanted to be hanging out with the fellas or just kicking back and like kids today playing video games, we didn't have that back then.
That's true.
But playing video games, that should be time that we spend practicing. And so I love that analogy, and people need to learn to break it down. So we were talking about now defining and repeating, and setting those time limits. And we kind of mentioned that earlier, you know, setting those time limits, blocking out certain time to do everything. And that lady that I was telling you about, she says she every day she has blocked out time for this, and no day is the same. But whatever her task is for that next day, she blocks out time to handle each task. And whether if she set 45 minutes aside to do one task, but it only takes her 30 minutes, fine. You know, she takes that extra 15 minutes and relax for something. I tell, you know, working like you and I, we work a lot from home. And I always told my daughter that if you watch what I do, it's the fact that I work, then I take a break. I don't turn on a show that's going to last an hour because I'm only taking a 15-minute break. So I watch something that's only going to take me 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and then so I can get back to work. Mm-hmm. I take a full hour for lunch, sometimes just in half an hour, but I take that hour, and when that hour is done, I go back to work. It's that discipline that people have to have.
That is very true, Mike. And you brought up a couple of good subjects there, even to talk about music mm-hmm. and the practice. That also happens with your goal, mm-hmm. your objectives, your steps. You have to practice the process that you believe in. We talked about the intention versus buy-in. It's got to be more than the intention. You've got to practice what you want to be perfect
right.
at doing,
yes.
at accomplishing. Practice, perfection, persistence. They all come together. Situation of having the buy-in to make sure that's what you want to do, break it down into those time frames that you're talking about so mm-hmm. you can practice whatever it is. You can look at your goal. You can break your goal down to the different steps. You can work on those steps a certain amount of time every day. As I mentioned, writing the book, mm-hmm. 250 words a day. That doesn't seem like much. But when you start writing the book, where does your mind go? So many different areas. You talked about the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Can't watch a 60-minute TV show in 15 minutes.
Mm-mm.
Well, I guess if we skipped all the commercials, we might be able to.
Yeah.
But the point is, it still makes it difficult. Very true. But define and repeat, like you said.
Yeah.
The third step in the process. Define those goals. Set those objectives up so you know what you've got to do. Make sure that you know what your next step is and work on that step. Work on that objective.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's going to depend on what you're doing, whether it be the relationship, whether it be a master's degree, a bachelor's degree, a doctorate degree, whatever it's going to be, you know what you need to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've talked about, if you're going to school, there are school counselors to work with. If you're doing this as your personal life or in your business life, there's coaches. Talk to us. There are coaches for music.
Mm-hmm.
There's coaches for sports. There's coaches if you play chess. There's coaches for relationships. There's coaches like I do. I love talking with people about their career and how you separate your relationship at home from your relationship at work so they can coincide, but you're not bringing your problems from work home and then just...
And vice versa.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Very true. If you have an argument in the morning, you go to work, go to the office, and you're still bringing that negative attitude with you.
Mm-hmm.
But it does. It works both ways because you have the same thing at work.
Mm-hmm.
Boss says, well, you've got to have this done by a certain time. Well, I can't get that done by a certain time. You bring it home, and then your spouse, whoever they are, your kids, you're mad at them, and they had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You come home angry or upset. They have no knowledge or information about what your day was like. Hopefully they'll ask,
mm-hmm.
but they really shouldn't have to, because you should know when you walk in that door how your day was at the office is not your day at home. So again, that's your goal. You want to make sure that you set that goal. That's a simple one. But remember, when you open that door to go into your house, you walked into a new spectrum. You've crossed into the doorway. It's another world. This is what you want to achieve. Here are your objectives. Here are the steps that you want to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do it to make it fun. This doesn't all have to be, gosh, it sounds like every day I've got to watch only so many steps. That's not true. But what you want to do is just be open to be able to talk to people in a way that they can talk back with you and you can truly enjoy, as we talked about earlier, that communication.
Yeah.
Because communication is key to reaching that next step.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, communication is important in all aspects of our lives, and especially at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to communicate at work, but we also have to communicate at home. And I know for men, and you've been a part of fatherhood programs and I'm part of fatherhood programs, and we know men don't like to share a lot of times, or communicate. We don't do that well a lot of times.
But we know our culture has not provided that opportunity for us because of us, again, like I said earlier, hang around the people that are going to support you in accomplishing your goal.
Yeah.
You want to be around men, if that's one of your goals, and it should be, communication should be, you want to hang around other men that also believe in communication and move away from or help anyone else, that whether it be male or female, mother or father, help them get into that communication role.
Yeah.
Because that's how you're going to achieve your goal. And if you can help others along the way, pay it forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, I know we should organize our goals, right? And we should take, I don't know, should we, your goals, well, let me ask you this. Should your goals take you out of your comfort zone?
Absolutely. Every success is one step outside of that comfort zone. Yeah. Absolutely. But what you don't want to do, Mike, you bring up some excellent points. You don't want to say, oh, no, I can't walk near that table over there because my goals are over there. You don't want to make it tough. You don't want to make it difficult. You don't want to make it an enemy. What you want to do is make it something that you're going to enjoy. And it goes back to number one. And I talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you start procrastinating, if you have issues or what else, go back to number one. Intention versus buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
Are you bought into this goal? Are you bought into this objective? Are you bought into the step that you're on right now?
Yeah.
Is it true?
Yeah. I was just going to say, how do you know if you're got intentions or you have buy-in?
Right there with what I'm just talking about, when you see that piece of paper mm-hmm. on that table and you know it has your next step, you know it has that next objective that you should be working on, but you don't want to go near that table because, oh no, if I pick up that piece of paper, it means I've got something to do. So you've got to truly make it fun.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to say, yes, my relationship's not going well. It's not fun. Or that degree, that's a lot of money to pay back in those student loans. It's true. But if you think about your future,
mm-hmm.
what you're creating your future to be like, it's worthwhile. That's where the buy-in comes in.
Yeah.
If you're going to go, think about it. When you went to buy a Christmas present for someone,
mm-hmm.
you set that goal. You set the steps up to achieve that goal. You purchased that product, that Christmas present. How did you feel?
Yeah.
You feel good.
Yeah.
I hope you did. That's the same way your goals have to be, and every objective, every step in reaching that future has to have that happiness behind it because you're going to see that future. You're going to see reaching that point where you have achieved the goal that you were looking for.
Yeah.
And there's value there.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, to be able to check off something that you've done that is a step further into reaching your goal, it's uplifting. And, you know, I think people should celebrate that milestone.
Absolutely.
However
big
or small it may be. But, yeah, celebrate it and say, you know, hey, at the end of the day, I did. I reached another milestone to get me to where I want to be.
Closer to the future that I want to see.
Yeah. So we got to take another break. When we get back, we'll dive into it. And I want you to know how to get a hold of Mark Intrican, because if you need a coach, you know, Mark is a great coach, and I'm so happy that he's going to be coaching me to get my book done.
There you go.
I need it.
It's
not going to
be exciting working with you.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And so we'll talk some more about setting your goals and achieving your goals and ways you can do that. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. And we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, and you are watching The Father Show. And today, we're here with Mark Intrican, and we're talking about goals and setting those goals and achieving those goals. So we have spent the whole 45 minutes talking about different ways to set your goals. What does it mean being intentional or having a buy-in, and how you break down your goals and then defining and repeat those goals and setting a time frame to reach those goals. Mark, it's been, very eye-opening, because I know this time of the year, everybody's benchmarking and, you know, this is the year we want to set our goals. And, you know, I want to lose weight. I want to be rich, or, you know, whatever goal they have set for themselves. Mm-hmm. But we know by January 15th, most of those goals are gone right out the door. And, you know, everybody is back to normal. Mm-hmm. How can somebody stay on task and keep going after their goals?
Mike, that's probably the best question anyone can ask themselves. Because so many times I've talked with people that says, well, I've set this goal for the last 5 years. I've had the same New Year's resolution for the last 5 years. And it's a situation of, back to that buy-in that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
How much is 5 pounds worth to you? How much is 10 pounds worth to you? You're going to feel better? Good chance you're going to live longer.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that worth? So for every goal you set, remember, it's a future value. It's how you're going to be in the future, and then how your future is better from that point forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it is easy to say by January 15th, oh, I'll wait and do that again next year. No, let's do it this year. Again, from career to relationship to losing weight to raising your kids better. Maybe you're doing a great job now raising your children, but your children are getting older. What are some changes that I can make to help myself satisfy my children as I help them reach the goals that mm-hmm. I know they need to make, and to share these goals with them so they can achieve their own goals when it comes time?
So when somebody, how can somebody achieve their goals and not go too fast, but also not go too slow? You know, you go so fast and you're like, well, wow, I went so fast and now I'm burned out and I can't do it. Or I'm just going to take my time. And then you look up and you ain't done diddly. Here it is, October, and you're still looking at, well, I ain't even finished the first step yet. So how can somebody make sure in step and have a timeline that is going to help them reach their goal?
Go back to number two. Mm-hmm. First, you want to think about intention or buy-in. Is it true? Can I put this at the top of my priority list?
Mm-hmm.
May not like a list, but the bottom line is you need to write it down, as we talked about. Number two, break it down into those steps you can achieve. Make them achievable. As you said, congratulate yourself. Go out to dinner. Do something for every step that you achieve. Make it happy. Mm-hmm. Too many times it's a hard situation. Some people at work, like myself, we deal in project plans. We have mm-hmm. task lists. If we could do that with our life, we could achieve so much more, so much faster. Except in life, what we want to do is make sure and say, go to my son's ball game, go to my daughter's ball game, mm-hmm. whatever it might be, art, ballet. I'm a member of the DCPA, Denver Center for Performing Arts.
Okay.
I go to a play at least 8 times a year, and that's a big night for us.
Yeah.
We usually go to dinner. We go out to the play.
Mm-hmm.
Keep those in your goal setting, because if you don't, again, that piece of paper sitting on that table that has those steps that you need to achieve, all of a sudden it becomes burning hot. You don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
So don't do that. Include in your goals the fun things that you want to do, because those are goals also. How many events does your children have? Put those down on your list.
Mm-hmm.
And then put the things that you need to accomplish in there also. But keep the fun items. Don't leave those out. And then again, define and repeat what you need to do.
Yeah.
You got those three accomplished. If you have any kind of doubt or procrastination or any of that, go back to number one,
mm-hmm.
your intention, your buy-in. There's an old saying that there's a little triangle that sits on the desk. And on one side it says, the boss is always right.
Mm-hmm.
And then right under it, in parentheses, it says, the boss is wrong. Refer to other side. Turn over. What does it say? The boss is always right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to set up to say, I've got to achieve this. If I have a problem, go back to number one.
Okay.
Is it an intention or is it a buy-in? Is this a true goal for me? Do I see the value for me over the next year, the next 10 years, the rest of my life? What does this goal mean to me?
Mm-hmm.
Put it into action. Make it happen. Break it down into something that's achievable.
So for the people that don't like writing things down, don't like putting things in a block, what would you say to them?
There are so many things that each of us have problems with.
Mm-hmm.
And writing things down is a problem for a lot of us different times. Because we know when we write it down, just like when you receive something in the mail or even an email sometimes that says IRS in the subject. Most of the time, you know, it's a bunch of nonsense. It's spam.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easier to believe once you see it written on a form that seems official. When you write a goal down, that's just it. It is real. So it's okay. A situation that you write it down, keep that piece of paper, make copies of it.
Yeah.
Bring out your camera, take a picture of it, save it on your camera disc. Set your goals up. Set your steps to achieve those goals. And a funny thing that I play with that, one thing you want to say is, leave no goal behind. Every goal that you have, make it happen. We hear that all the time from our political figures.
Yeah.
Leave no goal behind. Your life increases in value with each goal that you achieve.
Yeah. So I want people to be able to get a hold of you. Now, like I said, mentioned to you earlier, Mark is a coach and he can help you if you need somebody that can push you or coach you through getting to where you want to be, not just in this year, but the years to come. So how can, let me ask you, what all do you offer as a coach? What's a person benefit from?
The personal benefit from being able to take situations such as we're talking about today, reaching our goals. On the business side, business to family relationships. How is your relationship at home? At your office? I have over 20 years of experience. I contract now with some great companies. I have a great contract right now that I'm working on that I just love. It's awesome. For me to be able to help you, like you're saying, give me a call. I have times in the evenings that we can talk. There's no doubt that just having a coach can benefit anyone. There are so many times, Mike, that I wished I would have known, I guess, kind of like you're saying, if I would have known about coaches 20 years ago, what my life would be like today, sometimes just that 15 minutes a week, to be able to talk to someone that has the positive attitude, understands where you're coming from because they've been there also. No two situations are exactly alike. You're not going to find someone that says, yes, but my situation is here. That's true. But just like a quarterback for a football team or playing the most fantastic chess player in the world, no game's the same. No life's the same. No business situation's the same.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking with someone who has that experience, that education, in my case, the degrees, the certification, years of experience, I can help you grow beyond those hurdles so that you can accomplish those goals, those objectives, those steps that you're trying to achieve.
So how would somebody get a hold of you?
Easy. My number is 303-368-7354. I have a new number. It's just active today.
Oh, really?
Wait a minute. 303-368-7354.
Okay.
You want to make it easy for you?
Mm-hmm.
303-INTRICAN.
Oh.
If you can spell my last name, 303-368-7354.
And that is spelled ENTREKIN.
That's right.
Wow, that's cool.
I like it that
Congratulations.
Way. Make it easy. Thank you so much.
No, that's great.
It is. And people need to think about that, especially those that have a business.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a name for your phone number, it makes it so much easier for people to contact you.
Yeah.
So that's what works for me, because I'll tell you right now, if you're out of state, you can also call me at 877-368-7354. Toll free.
See, I want to grow up and be just like him.
Mike, you're too kind. You are too kind.
Yeah.
Well, that is the first step you want to take, because please leave no goal behind. It is the first of the year. It can be your time to take that next step to achieve what you want to achieve, to make your future what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, people, this has been a fantastic time to have you on the show, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Mark, I'm Mike.
What's your M words?
It's just the M's. Nice to have you, M.
That's right.
But yeah, it's fantastic. And audience, really, I like what you said in regards to procrastination is the assassination of your next opportunity. And I want to leave you with this. If you have somebody in your life that is negative, telling you that you cannot do what you want to do, and this is your passion, this is what you want to go, you have to step away from that person. Find, like Mark mentioned, find somebody that is willing to support you and push where you want to go. You don't need the negative person that's pulling you down and telling you you can't. You're going to do that enough on your own. So you need to find somebody that's going to push you and give you all the positive accolades and pushing that they can do so that you can reach your goal. But this has been a pleasure to have you. I hope you have enjoyed the show, but you've been watching The Father Show. We'd love to see you again next week. And I'm your host, Mike Thompson. Have a blessed week. We'll see you then.
Portions of this program are made possible in part by listeners like you and by Winston Hills Ribs and Stuff, 5090 East Arapahoe Road, Centennial, Colorado. For more information, if you're in the Denver metro area, give them a call at 303-843-6475 or visit the website at www.winstonhillsribsandstuff.net.
By The Modern Gladiator, an online men's lifestyle magazine featuring straight-ahead, hard-hitting articles geared at today's modern male. For more information, visit the website at www.themoderngladiator.com.
This program was produced by CTK Media Services.